Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. There will be no jury trials in Alaska courthouses until at least January 4th. KTOO reports that earlier this summer, Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Joel Bulger said he planned for jury trials for misdemeanor cases only to resume November 2nd. But in an order signed Friday, Bulger wrote that the suspension would continue due to escalating COVID-19 case counts. He also noted that Governor Dunleavy's video address last week encouraged state employees to work from home. There was never a plan to resume trials for felonies or more serious cases because they require more people to gather at courthouses for jury selection. In-person grand jury proceedings are also suspended until January 4th, but Bulger says other court hearings or proceedings can still be held remotely through video or teleconference. The native village of Kotzebue has announced a second round of financial relief payments to tribal members. KOTZ reports that Executive Director Poyuk Jewell made the announcement live on the radio yesterday.
Tribal members can receive up to $1,062.
The relief funding is from Federal CARES Act money the tribe received this year. The first round of financial relief checks started to roll out in August when tribal members could receive up to $1,200. Jewell says the second round of relief was prompted by numerous financial issues brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic that tribal members had expressed to the council.
Many people in the community would often fly to Anchorage to do their grocery shopping, and now shopping locally, you know, that's several hundred dollars every month.
Jewell says the deadline to apply for the new financial relief is December 10th, adding that the rush deadline is due to federal rules. The 2021 Anchorage Fur Rendezvous Open World Championship Sled Dog Race has been canceled. Greater Anchorage Incorporated and the Alaskan Sled Dog and Racing Association announced the decision, saying the race and large crowds of spectators it draws downtown for the start and finish are too risky. I'm Dan Bross.